At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. You know, today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to put on our futurist goggles and take a deep dive into what's coming up in 2025. You have the big shifts that could impact you personally and professionally. So yeah, get those note-taking apps ready. Our guide for this journey is Darcy Ogundaga. He's a global business expert with some pretty bold predictions. He lays it all out in this high-energy YouTube video. And let me tell you, the man is passionate.
He certainly is. And that passion is contagious. He outlines six key elements for success in 2025, and we're going to break them down one by one, add our own analysis and insights.
Sounds good to me. So Darcy jumps right in with cryptocurrency, okay. Specifically Ethereum. He even predicts a pretty radical shift from traditional email to Ponto email, which uses blockchain for security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you've got a handle on blockchain, so for our listeners who are already familiar, can you give us the beyond the basics version of why this shift is so important?
Absolutely. You see, many people understand that blockchain is a decentralized ledger, making it incredibly secure. But what's really interesting is how Ethereum is evolving beyond just cryptocurrency. Its ability to execute smart contracts opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Imagine contracts that self-execute when certain conditions are met, eliminating the need for intermediaries and increasing efficiency. That's the power behind something like Ponto email. It leverages this technology to create a secure, decentralized communication system that could potentially revolutionize how we exchange information.
Okay, that's a much more nuanced take on blockchain than we usually hear. And it makes Darcy's prediction about Ponto email even more intriguing. So moving on, Darcy's next big prediction is about the stock market. He's quite bullish predicting a strong market in 2025 due to changes in the administration and regulations. Now, I'm always a bit skeptical about anyone predicting the market with certainty. What's your take on his optimism, and how do current market trends support or challenge his view?
I agree. Predicting the stock market is always tricky. However, Darcy's optimism isn't completely unfounded. We have seen a trend toward deregulation in certain industries, and a change in administration could speed that up. This could lead to increased investment and growth, particularly in sectors like tech and healthcare. However, we can't forget that other factors could also play a role, you know, like global economic conditions and geopolitical events. Investors should always be cautious and do their research before making any decisions.
Right. It's about understanding the bigger picture and not just jumping on the bandwagon because someone predicts a bull market. So let's move on to Darcy's third element, where he circles back to blockchain technology, but this time in connection with NFTs. Now, I know our listeners are pretty tech savvy, so let's skip the basic NFTs are like digital baseball cards explanation. Instead, let's jump into the potential impact of NFTs.
Darcy seems particularly excited about how they could change the game for content creators. Can you elaborate on that for us? Absolutely. NFTs have the potential to revolutionize content creation by giving creators more control over their work and how they make money from it. Imagine a musician releasing a new album as an NFT. Fans could purchase limited edition copies, each with unique artwork or bonus content. The musician could even program royalties into the NFT, ensuring they get paid every time their work is resold. This cuts out the middleman, giving creators a direct connection with their audience and a greater share of the profits.
That's a really compelling vision for the future of the creative industries. I can see why Darcy's so fired up about it. It really does empower creators in a whole new way. Now, his next prediction takes us into the world of artificial intelligence. And I've got to admit, I'm both excited and a bit apprehensive about AI's growing influence. Darcy, however, seems to be all aboard the AI train. From self-driving cars to robot surgeons, he paints a pretty futuristic picture.
He does, doesn't he? And while some of his examples might seem like science fiction, the reality is that AI is already impacting our lives in countless ways. We're using AI-powered tools for everything from scheduling appointments to filtering spam emails, and this is just the beginning. What's fascinating here is Darcy's emphasis on AI as an enhancer, not a replacement. He believes that AI will augment our capabilities, helping us work smarter and more efficiently, not make us obsolete.
Okay, I like that perspective. AI is a tool, a collaborator rather than a competitor, but it still seems like things are changing so fast. How can we possibly keep up with this AI evolution to make sure we're using it to our advantage and not getting left behind?
That's a great question, and one that Darcy addresses head on. He stresses the importance of staying updated, continuously learning and adapting to remain relevant. He even mentions AI updates coming almost monthly in 2024. So it's not about mastering AI today. It's about cultivating a mindset of continuous learning and embracing the evolution as it unfolds.
So agility and a thirst for knowledge are key. Makes sense.
Oh.
Okay, let's move on to his fifth element, which he calls digital intelligence. What exactly does he mean by that?
It's a fascinating concept, and it ties in beautifully with what we were just discussing about AI. Darcy describes digital intelligence as the ability to package knowledge into various formats, audio, PDFs, courses, you name it, and then deliver it to a targeted audience through digital marketing. He sees this as a powerful way to build a personal brand, share expertise, and even generate income.
So it's like what many successful YouTubers and online educators are already doing, but elevated with a strategic use of AI and targeted digital marketing. Is that what he's getting at?
Exactly. He's basically outlining a roadmap for becoming a successful infopreneur in the digital age. And he's not just talking the talk. He's walking the walk using AI for his own script writing, ad creation, and lead generation. He even mentions a mastermind class he's launching soon, focusing on mastering AI for global expertise.
Okay, so he's not just predicting the future. He's actively building tools and resources to help people thrive in it. Now, that's walking the talk. So we've covered five of Darcy's elements, and each one has been packed with insights.
They really have. And what's striking is how interconnected they all are. From the foundational technology of blockchain to the transformative power of AI, each element builds upon the last, creating a powerful vision of the future.
It's like he's giving us a glimpse into a world where technology empowers individuals to create, connect, and thrive on a global scale.
Precisely. And that brings us to his sixth and final element, which takes a slightly different turn.
Yeah. Darcy's final element focuses on global opportunities. He draws on his own experiences conducting tours worldwide and emphasizes the importance of expanding one's reach internationally.
So it's not just about mastering technology and building a digital presence, but also about taking those skills and applying them on a global stage. That's pretty exciting, but it also sounds like a challenge. How does he suggest navigating cultural differences and building connections with people from diverse backgrounds? Well, that's where cultural awareness and adaptability come in. Darcy believes that engaging with global audiences requires understanding different perspectives and being willing to learn from those differences. He stresses the importance of embracing diversity, not just as a, you know, feel-good concept, but as a strategic advantage in the interconnected world of 2025.
That makes a lot of sense. In a world where technology is breaking down geographical barriers, cultural intelligence becomes even more crucial. It's like the human element of globalization. So we get this fascinating interplay between technology and human connection throughout Darcy's six elements. It's not just about mastering AI or building a blockchain empire. It's about using these tools to connect with people, share knowledge, and create opportunities on a global scale.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's about leveraging technology to enhance our human capabilities and create a more interconnected and collaborative world. And speaking of enhancing capabilities, let's circle back to Darcy's perspective on AI as an enhancer, not a replacement. We talked about the need to stay updated and adapt, but what specific skills does he see as essential for thriving in an AI-powered world?
That's a key question. Because if AI is going to be handling more and more tasks, what's left for us humans to excel at? What are the uniquely human skills that will be most valuable in 2025 and beyond?
Well, Darcy highlights three key areas: creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence. He believes that these skills, which are difficult to replicate with AI, will become even more valuable as automation takes over routine tasks.
I can see how that makes sense.
Yep.
AI might be able to process information and execute tasks faster than us, but it can't replace the spark of human ingenuity or the ability to connect with others on an emotional level.
Exactly. Creativity will be crucial for coming up with new ideas and solutions that AI can't even conceive of. Critical thinking will help us analyze information, evaluate AI-generated output, and make informed decisions. And emotional intelligence will be essential for building relationships, navigating complex social situations, and leading teams in a rapidly evolving world.
So it's not about becoming AI experts ourselves, but about honing the skills that complement AI, the skills that make us uniquely human. It's about recognizing that AI is a tool, and like any tool, It's most effective when wielded by someone who understands its capabilities and limitations.
Precisely. And that understanding comes from knowledge, which is another key theme that runs throughout Darcy's predictions. He's a firm believer that knowledge dispels fear and empowers individuals to take control of their future.
It's like that old saying, knowledge is power. But in this case, it's not just about power, it's about empowerment. Empowerment to shape our own destinies, to navigate the complexities of the digital age, and to contribute to a world that embraces progress and innovation.
Beautifully put. And that's really the essence of what Darcy is urging us to do, to embrace knowledge, to be curious, to explore new ideas and technologies, and to approach the future with a sense of optimism and possibility.
It's a call to action, really. A challenge to not just sit back and watch the future unfold, but to actively participate in shaping it.
Yes, and that participation requires more than just passive learning. It requires a commitment to lifelong learning, to constantly updating our skills and knowledge to stay ahead of the curve.
It's about adaptability, too, right? Being able to pivot and adjust as new technologies emerge and the world around us continues to change.
Absolutely. It's about embracing the unknown and recognizing that change. While sometimes daunting, is also an opportunity for growth and transformation. Now, before we move on, I want to pause here and pose a question to you, our listener.
Ooh, I love a good brain teaser. What have you got for us?
Given everything we've discussed about the rapid pace of technological change and the importance of continuous learning, what skills or knowledge do you think will be most valuable in 5 years, in 10 years?
That's a great question. It really challenges us to think beyond the trends we're seeing today and to consider the skills and knowledge that will be essential for navigating a future that is still being written.
Exactly. It's not about having all the answers today, but about cultivating the mindset and skills that will allow us to find the answers tomorrow.
So it's about being adaptable, curious, and committed to lifelong learning. It's about embracing the unknown and recognizing that the future is not something that happens to us. It's something we actively create.
Yeah, that's a powerful way to put it, you know. It's not about knowing for sure what's going to happen, but it's about having the right tools and the right mindset to face whatever comes our way.
Absolutely. And when it comes to tools, Darcy doesn't just leave us with these abstract concepts. Remember he mentioned his mastermind class, the one about mastering AI for global expertise. Well, he also offers online courses that go deep into creating your own AI, using it for business solutions, even customizing it for specific companies. So he's giving people a practical roadmap to take action. He's not just talking about the potential of AI. He's giving people the tools to actually use it. That's pretty amazing.
It is. And that feeling of being empowered comes from knowledge, which is what Darcy keeps saying is the best way to fight fear. He believes that understanding these technological advancements will help us navigate the changes coming up with confidence and clarity. You know, he even brings in a spiritual dimension, saying that being open to technology means being open to the future. He uses this interesting phrase, Godspeed, suggesting that we align our minds with innovation.
I think whether or not our listeners agree with that spiritual side, the main message really hits home. Be open, be curious, and be ready to learn. But it's not just about learning. It's about actually using what we learn right.
Exactly. Remember his excitement about global opportunities? He's lived it. Conducting global tours, building international networks. He's not just talking about daydreaming about travel.
Yeah.
He wants us to push ourselves outside our comfort zones and really engage with the world.
So it's not enough to just read about the future. We have to actively shape it both locally and globally. We need to take those digital intelligence skills and that global mindset and turn them into action.
And that action begins with each of you listening. What really stuck with you from Darcy's insights? What sparked your curiosity? What skills or knowledge do you think you need to work on in your own life or career?
Those are great questions to think about as we wrap up this deep dive into 2025. It's more than just a date on the calendar. It's a turning point. It's a chance to step into a future built on innovation, powered by technology, and full of opportunities for those who are prepared.
We'll include links to Darcy's website and courses in the show notes so you can check them out. But for now, we'll leave you with this thought. The future is happening right now. Are you ready to be part of it?
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.